It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for February 16th of 2026. Michigan MAGA Republican congressman and rubber stamp for the Trump regime's authoritarianism, Tom Barrett, is adopting the intimidation tactics of his dear leader Trump as he goes after his enemies. And Tom Barrett's enemies in this story involve William Lawrence, the steadfast progressive Democratic candidate for Barrett's 7th congressional seat, and high school students? High school students? Well, according to Michigan Information and Research Services, better known as MIRS News, MAGA Congressman Tom Barrett reportedly filed a public request or a FOIA request seeking email correspondence involving an East Lansing High School political club. Wait, an East Lansing political club? Yeah, well, apparently Barrett's office filed a public request related to a protest organized by the school's Students for Political Action Club. And Tom Barrett's FOIA request said it wanted to see the communications between students and staff, as well as messages between the student club and an East Lansing teacher who also serves as the club's advisor. That sounds a little fascism there. Now, this is related to a student-operated walkout protest over the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo and the ICE Gestapo's killings of two American citizens in Minneapolis last month. Oh, and that FOIA request also wants to see the messages between the high school club and progressive congressional candidate William Lawrence, whom the club invited to speak at the student protest, since Lawrence is also an alum at the school, and Lawrence did attend and give some remarks at the event. Meanwhile, the school did turn over all information, but the club's advisor told MIRS News to pay attention to a high school advocacy club to this degree is kind of surprising. Is it, though? I mean, it's really not that surprising, since intimidation is a key component of the Trump regime. But it is funny, though, that this is the same Tom Barrett who cried and said that protesters who wrote in chalk in front of his Lansing office should have been charged with vandalism. No one, of course, was charged because, you see, chalk washes off, but our constitutional rights never do. Or at least they shouldn't. But they seem like they are. And this is the same Tom Barrett who refuses to hold town hall meetings in fear of having to face the wrath of the working class in his district. I mean, isn't it too bad that Tom Barrett isn't fighting just as hard to reveal all of the billionaire and political elite's names in the Jeffrey Epstein files? But of course, Tom Barrett won't go after the Epstein class since they help pay for his campaign. So he attacks and intimidates high school students for exercising their free speech rights. And since this is high school where current events are taught or supposed to be taught, I can't think of a better civics lesson than showing students how to peacefully protest their government's actions. Instead of trying to intimidate teenagers, Tom Barrett should highlight their efforts of engaging in peaceful demonstrations as a way to celebrate their interest in democracy. Maybe he should try engaging with these students rather than calling for investigations on them. But that's not what Tom Barrett or his MAGA Republican authoritarians want from our young people, or any American for that fact. They don't want dissent, and they only want you to bow down to the Trump regime's protection of the corporate authoritarian class, or better known yet as the Epstein class. What Tom Barrett is teaching the kids is a demonstration in authoritarianism. If students step out of line and don't tout or mindlessly repeat the Trump regime's propaganda, then the government will come after you, harass you, intimidate you, push you around, you know, like the ICE Gestapo's doing. Even worse, if public schools allow students to display the sort of disobedience to dear leader, then the faculty and the administration of those schools must be harassed. And if we know anything, we know how billionaires from the Epstein class love engaging in their war against public schools, like the West Michigan MAGA billionaire DeVos family who bankrolls Republicans throughout Michigan. But MAGA Congressman Tom Barrett's move also reveals who he really views as the true threat to his incumbency in Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Tom Barrett's attacks against William Lawrence for speaking at the school protest, to me, and I think to everyone else, gives the game away that his re-election campaign fears the groundswell of grassroots support for Anderson's progressive campaign compared to that of his other corporate centrist Democratic primary opponents. As William Lawrence told MIRS News, Barrett voted to give the ICE Gestapo $75 billion extra dollars, and Lawrence said that the only thing thinner than Barrett's skin is his record of accomplishment in office. It's pretty good, but I'll have to say this. I think Barrett's accomplishing everything he was sent to Washington to do, and that is to serve dear leader and the Epstein class. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.